This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. The counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will begin at 8 a.m. today. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centers across 38 districts of Bihar. The polling for assembly elections for 243 constituencies was held in two phases on 6th and 11th November. In this election, Bihar recorded the highest ever polling percentage of 67.13% since 1951. The electronic voting machines, EVMs, in which the electoral fortune of all 2,616 candidates have been sealed, are kept under tight security in strong rooms. Talking to Akashwani News, Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, Vinod Singh Gunjal, said, "Elaborate security arrangements are in place at all the counting centers.
Total, our 46 counting centers.
The votes will be counted at 46 counting centers across the 38 district of Bihar, where the polling for 243 assembly constituencies were held. EVMs and VVPATs have been sealed inside under a three-layer security system. The counting will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow."
President Draupadi Murmu said that India is undergoing a transformation to become Viksit Bharat by 2047. And added that the diaspora is also an integral part of this development journey. Addressing the members of the Indian community in Botswana yesterday, she said that their achievements are India's pride, that their success raises India's stature. She urged the community to keep contributing to India-Botswana relations. She called the diaspora a living bridge of friendship between the two countries and applauded the 10,000-strong Indian community in Botswana for their contribution to economic growth and employment generation in the country. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a bilateral meeting with his Nepalese counterpart Anil Kumar Sinha in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, both countries interchanged letter of exchange, LOE, amending the protocol to the Treaty of Transit between India and Nepal. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the letter enables direct rail connectivity along the Jogbani-Biratnagar rail link for both containerized and bulk cargo. It added that the initiative will facilitate transport from the port of Kolkata and Vishakhapatnam to the Nepal Customs Yard cargo station. Exercise Trishul, one of India's largest tri-service military operation, has concluded at Madhavpur Beach, Porbandar in Gujarat. The two-week-long exercise focused on joint amphibious operations, coastal defense, and integrated air-land-sea responses to emerging maritime threats. During the exercise, the Indian Army, Navy, and Air Force demonstrated seamless interoperability and rapid deployment capabilities under realistic combat conditions. The exercise aimed to validate and synchronize operational procedures along the three services, enabling joint, effect-based operations in multi-domain environments. The Calcutta High Court today asked for affidavit from the government of West Bengal on the issue of fencing along the Indo-Bangladesh border. A public interest litigation, PIL, was filed in the court demanding barbed wire fencing in open border areas along the Bangladesh border. International Trade Fair, IITF, will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. 12 countries, including United Arab Emirates, China, Iran, South Korea, and Egypt, are participating in the 14-day International Trade Fair. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the first test at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata from today. The match will begin at 9:30 a.m. IST. And that's the end of this news bulletin.